This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Todd Clark from Co-op Solutions.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You are welcome, sir. You're always welcome in the studio lounge. And good to see you as always. And
seems
actually,
like it's been days.
I know. It literally has been days. Like 48 hours ago, I saw you in Las Vegas at the Underground Collision. So good stuff, good stuff. So what brings you to MAX, just to start things out with?
Todd Marksberry is chair. Of Go West, mm-hmm. and Troy and I, we sponsor. So, obviously we're always going to try and be here. I think we're here in force. I think there's six or seven of us.
Oh, wow. Good for you guys. Well, I know they have a very strong technology presence here, which I think a lot of people really appreciate here. More so than in other conferences. So it's really good to have that group here, as well as you.
You don't find exhibit halls as big and
it's
filled
massive.
as this exhibit hall is. So lots of good partners here for credit unions.
And they have like 1,000 people here. So that's a really good turnout as well. So
big group.
It is, and probably even bigger
and
next
just
year.
Just got bigger, right?
Exactly. They doubled their size. Hey, the topic at hand here is an update on Co-op Solutions and what makes true market share. And you talked about this at the Underground Collision this past weekend in Las Vegas. So let's talk about what it mean. What does that mean today? What does market share mean to Co-op Solutions from your perspective?
From our perspective, we don't actually look at it as how much more share we have. Mm-hmm. We basically sell to credit unions. I mean, we have a few bank customers, but most of the time it's because somebody has left a credit union, gone to a bank, and called us and said, "Hey, can we buy over here?"
Yeah,
and we will, but we don't pursue banks. And I also don't really look very hard at how much share we have because, to be honest, we have some product or another in almost every credit union in the country.
Yeah.
And there's a little smattering of folks that we don't have. And there's some folks that don't have checking accounts that we probably don't service at the very small end of the credit union. But from Navy on down, we have probably something in almost every credit union. And so ours is more about penetration.
Okay.
And ultimately, I think that's how credit unions should think about it too, is you grow your base, but as you grow your base, how penetrated are you into that member?
Yeah.
And do they really look at you as if you're their primary relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And so everything we do at Co-op is just all about helping the credit union offer things to their member that engage them more. And you've heard us talk about it before, but it's more engage them from a lifestyle perspective. Day-to-day transactions, how they move their money around, how they buy things, how they transact. You want them pulling your card out of their wallet, and that leads to the life stage stuff. When they've got you top of mind from the daily stuff, then when they go look for a car loan or a home loan or whatever, you're there.
You're top of mind,
right,
for sure.
And so we're encouraging credit unions not just to look at that life stage, car loan, home loan, student loan, but look at every interaction with the client or with the member and make them feel like you're on the same team.
Yeah, I know Samantha Paxson has talked about this as well from your from Co-op as well. She's talked about how many times she used her debit or credit card from the time she left her house to the airport to wherever she's traveling. She did a great keynote on that a few years ago.
Absolutely.
And it was like, it's 16 times.
It's all based on research that we did with Ernst & Young and Filene.
Yeah, yeah.
And it basically just says the two work well together, right? The more you focus on daily stuff, the more you're going to get of the life stage stuff.
Yeah. And again, it's keeping top of mind, top of wallet. So having said that, is market share the wrong focus? Should the concentration be on the wallet share or the individual member profitability?
Well, I think you can you can walk and chew gum at the same time, right? You can grow your member base, but also work on penetrating your member base in a deeper manner, right? And so I think the way you do that is through digital, right? Mailers and things like that just don't really do much anymore.
Yeah.
It's all about moment-to-moment engagement. Mm-hmm. And just imagine a transaction where you buy something that's pretty big, and you get a text from your credit union saying, "Hey, this is a little out of your normal range," which will make sure it's you.
Yeah.
That's a... and it feels good.
I like that.
And they're watching out for my well-being and making sure that I'm not getting taken to the cleaners. You know, we could probably dial it all the way up where it's a little creepy, but, you know, there's a balance there, and you want to feel protected. You want to feel like the credit union has your best interest at heart, which we know they do. So we're... You know, our job is to give you the tools as a credit union to do that.
Yeah.
Give your members the ability to self-service and a wide variety of things.
Yeah, and we're all talking about the member experience today, and that's all part of it for sure. So where do credit unions need to put their emphasis right now to grow? Because there's a lot of opportunities for them to. Again, we talked about it a lot at the Underground Collision. So, in your opinion, what are some opportunities here to grow?
I mean, I should say mortgage. No, that's probably a bad place.
Not right now.
Mortgage is a tough place to play right now.
Yeah,
But I think right now, especially with inflation where it is, that whole wellness aspect we were just talking about and engaging your members in a way daily to make sure that they have the money.
I always say
to credit unions, your member's going to look for liquidity and they're going to find it. And so you need to be there to provide it.
Right.
If they can qualify for it, you should provide it. That way it's not Cap One or Chase or somebody like that, who is maybe not quite as friendly as the local credit.
Yeah, I get that for sure. So in terms of co-op's own pursuit of market share, how are you guys evolving? Because you guys are evolving almost daily. So what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, obviously, we spend millions on research and development of new products and services, products that are owned by credit unions. You know, credit unions own us.
Yeah.
We're building these products.
Yeah, yeah.
Our notion is best of breed. Right, and so we partner with a lot of different people in the industry, and we're trying to bring the best solution available to credit unions to provide to their members. Our focus is really on self-service and making the information that we have available not only to the member but to the credit union. Think about your plane app, your airline app, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome when they tell you, hey, your bag has just been loaded
on
the plane?
That's pretty neat.
I mean, that makes you feel so good, and That notion that maybe you get a text when your payroll comes in makes you feel good.
I think it too.
Hey, it arrived today, like it should have, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just that little notion that something happened that's good, I think it builds a bond, and this is all about trust. Credit unions have a little bit of advantage from a long-standing position with trust, but for the first time in recorded history, a fintech is now the most trusted financial institution out there now.
You're talking.
And it's PayPal Venmo.
Yeah, you talked about that at Underground.
It's a weird dynamic, but the kids that are 15 to 25 right now don't care that the account has insurance. They don't even know what it means.
I know.
Because none of them have seen a bank or a credit union fail.
Right.
Really.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, not in a big way, right? And so you and I are old enough to, I think, live through the savings and loan crisis. We remember what it was to see your institution go away, right? And so right now they're putting a lot of faith in places that don't carry insurance. And I think maybe one day that comes back.
Well, so I was thinking as you're talking, is that a risky road to go down?
It is a risky road to go down, but they don't know it.
Yeah.
And so education is the best thing we can do.
Sometimes that's hard. And getting back to your point about having the little reminders here, it's the little things, and they add up to something really big. And like you said, that trust factor is so huge right now. So finally, what do you see as some of the advantages that credit unions can use to successfully compete for market share going forward? So that's a biggie right there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say market share, but, you know, it's always going to be leaning into digital. I talked earlier, we're leaning into self-service. Somebody sees a transaction on their application, on their mobile banking app, and it's not theirs, they think it's fraud. We want them to be able to touch that, file a dispute, tell us whether they think it's fraud or whether it's a mistake or whatever. That's a ton of fun. And then getting the card into the wallet in real time, pushing it directly. You know, I've called in, I've lost my card.
Yeah.
And me as the customer service or member service rep, I say, okay, I'm going to push a new one right into your wallet right now, and the plastic will follow in the mail.
Yeah.
Right. It'll follow and it'll be here in a couple of days. But you can still use your card anywhere you can tap to pay.
No, that's cool.
And then when that card comes in, being able to push that to the top of Amazon, Netflix, Uber, that's where all the growth is in transactions, is that card on file. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to push your card to the top of the wallet mm-hmm. on the phone. So yeah. it's the one that comes up automatically yeah. rather than you selecting it. And we want to be able to push it to the top of the card on file.
Yeah, to do that automatically?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so those are all things that we are either doing or will be doing by okay. the end of the year.
That's yeah. huge. That's huge, yeah. So, oh, my God. And it sounds like, based on what you just said there, speed is the name of the game here, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, who talks to their 20-year-old? And the 20-year-old's like, sure, I'm happy to wait till tomorrow for that.
No, they're not. I mean, instant gratification.
Right now.
Right now,
and
exactly.
That's, you know, that's what the world's teaching us.
Yeah.
Is that you can get anything you want in near real time.
Mm-hmm. So. Press of a button. That's all it is. It's all right here. So good stuff. All right, Todd, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I appreciate you having me on, and can't wait for a good Mac show.
There you go. Alrighty, sir. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Todd Clark, Co-op Solutions. Go check them out. They're doing some really cool stuff over there.
Thanks for the time.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.